Well, let's move on, and we're going to do a little glyphosate thing, and who knows where we're going to go from there.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, that would be me, and you know who you are, so we're in pretty good shape. Everybody knows who we are, each other, and all that. Well, welcome to part two of our little show. As we trip the Life Fandango each morning, live from Dripping Springs, Texas, worldwide on the interweb that Al Gore invented just the weekend before he invented global warming in his garage in San Mateo. So I always like to give Al a plug for that. God love you, Al. Thank you very much. And our number is 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. Email patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Back for return engagement is a friend, and he's a fellow. He's the top head man at Living Streams Probiotics, Wayne Blakely, who's done massive amount of search, and somehow his little brain figures out how to remember all this stuff, and I don't know how he does it. And we had a conversation the other day about glyphosate, and I said we should really talk more about it and understand what's going on with these bad guys and some things we might be able to do to get rid of them. And we're finding more and more foods. You can go on the web and just Google it, what foods have been found with glyphosates. And there's a lot of just regular old children's cereals that we don't recommend, of course, from Kellogg's and that have glyphosates in them. And who knows how much totally, you know, quote-unquote organic ingredients have glyphosates. And they're finding glyphosates in the little, you know, in mothers and having babies. What's that?
Glyphosates is an interesting product. It's a natural product, for one thing. It's made from minerals and other several minor ingredients that you can actually purchase. It's patented. It was patented by Monsanto in 1955.
55?
Yeah, they bought it, the rights from a soap company.
Huh.
They used to use it in soap, and they found that, you know, they threw the soap on the ground, nothing would grow. And so that's how they discovered it. The soap company found out about it, and so Monsanto was interested, so they purchased it. And from that point on, well, I'll give you an example. In 2015, they put 700,000 tons of glyphosate in the United States, around that much. And then the USDA, that was counting it, because it was a controlled substance at the time, so they had to count it, how much went out there. They begged the United States government to allow them not to count it anymore because they couldn't keep track of it. So in 2016, they just made it, don't count it anymore. So we have no idea how much is going on now, but it's a very, very nasty product.
Is it a chemical, Wayne?
No, it's not a chemical, no.
It's not a chemical. It's
a natural product. And see, Monsanto was right in saying that when you spray it on the field, the bacteria in the soil will eat it up. That's the reason you can use it every year. You know, that's really great if you've got bacteria in the soil to eat it. That's fine. It works fine if it does that. But if you overdose it, I mean, it'll kill all the bacteria. You know, that's what farms do. The farms now, the farms are dead now. They basically use hormones to make it grow, make your crops grow. They don't even use fertilizer. That fertilizer is not a nutrient. It's just a hormone that forces the plant to grow. And that's what you get nowadays. You get hollow plants with water, a little bit of carbohydrates, you know, just four minerals, and that's all you're getting. But what it does is interesting. What it does is when they spray it on a plant, it inhibits or stops all the nutrient and especially minerals from coming up the plant. That's what it does. And the plant starves to death. So when you eat the food that's been sprayed with Roundup, it does exactly the same thing to you. And it causes all kinds, especially sulfur. It stops the uptake of sulfur to your brain. That's why people are going, you know, manic nowadays. That's why everybody, half the people in this country is on drugs. Because of that.
So you think the glyphosate thing could be a contributor to the people that run around shoot people and stuff like that?
Oh, that's, well, yeah.
That may be a stretch.
This is why everybody's on drugs. This is why you get...
Oh, because they feel rotten because their sulfur not getting in their brain.
The kids are crazy, and they have to do something to ease the craziness in their head. See, your body needs sulfur to the brain. It has to have sulfur. There's a lymph system that runs from the digestive tract straight to the brain that feeds your brain sulfur, and it keeps us calm and normal, see? That's because... The glyphosate. Well, we have products that counteract that, get glyphosate in the body.
So that could be a reason why I think we've sold this pure sulfur for, 5 years now, that people feel better on it. That's why they feel
better. I know they feel better, but they're not getting the sulfur they need.
No, I understand, but they're using it as a tool. They feel better.
Right, it's a tool.
They got to get the sulfur, hopefully, from the food somehow, right? And from the probiotics.
Well, that's what you normally do now. Coffee. Yeah. The reason everybody's so addicted to coffee is because it's loaded with organic sulfur.
Is that right?
People drink it.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's because the body's craving it. See, your subconscious can't tell you, hey, give me sulfur. I mean, you just go manic because you don't have enough in your body. And actually, the drug just came from Dr. Seneff. In her study, you can go to YouTube and listen to her. She talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
And she's very intelligent when it comes to this subject. But, you know, I learned from that, and I learned from other areas and studies that I've studied. But if you don't have minerals to your body, what you get is celiac disease. And celiac disease is basically a dying of your organs in your lower tract because there's no nutrient going to the organs. They start to die, and that's what causes it. I mean, that's what's happened to everybody if they get too much glyphosate in them. And it's in all the food. It's in our groundwater. Some areas where they spray it intensely, even in the rainwater.
Wow. So let's go back
a second. Everywhere.
Yeah, let's go back a second to 55. So are you saying that maybe at the very beginning that Monsanto could have been onto something that would have been beneficial because there was bacteria in the soil?
Exactly. If you do it right.
If you do it right.
It works. And the way they used to use glyphosate was they would have a farm implement with an outcarriage going way out, and they would have rags on it. It had Monsanto, it had the glyphosate on it. And when it hit the top of the weeds, that's all it took. Hit the top of the weeds would die.
Wow.
And you're on a crop, and you got a big crop out there, just yay high, and the weeds would grow up above that, and they would go across, and they would just touch the weeds, and they would die. That's the correct way to use it.
Then it just got carried away with...
They got carried away, so they decided, well, we'll just spray it on everything, you know. Yeah. And we'll make everything Roundup ready, so it won't hurt it. So, you know, that's the way they've been doing to sell more product. All they care about is selling products.
Sell more seeds and all that stuff, GMO stuff.
Yeah, instead of raising their prices up and make it real high to make it work the way it's supposed to work, they decided to go ahead and spray it, and there's a lot more. And that's where they made all their hundreds of millions of dollars doing it.
Sure. Wayne Blakely is here. If you'd care to ask a question about his Living Streams products or just some of the stuff we talked about, as you can tell, man, he's researched this stuff. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. When you mentioned that you thought it was part of the whole celiac, so you don't think, or do you think that then the wheat that's been blamed for the celiac, the gluten stuff, you think that's an error?
Gluten is a cover story for Roundup intolerance.
What? Gluten is a cover story for Roundup intolerance.
Right.
Can I quote you on that?
Sure. I mean, that's what it is. You can ask, that's what you can go to watch... Dr. Seneff, she talks about it all the time.
Yeah,
if it's out there, these people don't listen.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get away from it. In other words, unless you move to another country, because it's everywhere. But we have products that counteract that allows that to it actually destroys the Roundup in the gut. It's just a nutrient product.
Some of the probiotics we have, and we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool, man. How do you know? How do you know that?
Because of the symptoms of what happens to the people that are... You know, for instance, people, it's a nutrient problem. It's an absorption problem is all it is.
An absorption problem.
Pretty easy. I mean, for me, when I learned how to do this, after that, it was pretty easy. And we take kids that are on, you know, they have all kinds of mental problems and things like this, and you give them enough of the Chobide product, and it just goes away. And Chobide and Bifa, we use that for that, and it goes away. They start feeling better within days.
On what problem are the kids having?
Well, you know, kids that are, you know, out of control, angry, fighting back. You know, the kids they put Ritalin on.
I see, that kind of anger.
That kind of stuff, those kinds of problems.
Are those?
Because they're just not getting the right nutrients. That's what causes everybody in this country to become drug addicts when they're young, because they can't get the nutrient, and they're manic because of it.
And
the brain, your subconscious cannot tell you, hey, give me sulfur.
Right.
Sulfur. So right. So it's, you get these cravings, and you get pain, and it's just like miserable, so they go out and search for drugs to try to ease the neurotic symptoms they're having.
And you think the science says that the glyphosates are the key player into not being able to get the nutrients.
That is the key player of everything.
What's it doing to the intestines, Wayne?
Well, it stops the uptake of nutrients.
Stops it, just like
the
on the plants, right? Just like on the plants.
Just like in the plants. The people are starving to death.
Wow.
So, you know, you see people that are eating all the time, constantly eating, they're trying to get nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not getting there. So that's what we specialize in, absorption and the digestive tract. And bacteria is where the key, that's how you do it. That's where we learned how to do this stuff. And the different kinds of minor ingredients we put in to trigger it.
So in the living streams, the chibide and the bifido are the number one and two for this glyphosate issue?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just every day, just a dropper or something?
Yeah. Yeah, just take a, you didn't take a lot. Now, we did two children in bipolarism is the cause for that.
Uh-huh.
We had an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old in California at a doctor's office. She brought them in, and they were out of control. They were just crazy, just totally out of control. And she says, "What can I do, my kids?"
Mm-hmm.
And so they wouldn't sit down. They were just running around the place, and just, you know, very, very bad kids. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So she gave them 2 teaspoons of that chibide each, and within an hour and a half, they were sitting at the table, perfect gentlemen.
You're kidding. 2 teaspoons? 2 teaspoons?
What's that?
2 teaspoons.
2 teaspoons each. That was overdose, but...
Yeah, what's the combination of the chibide and the bifido? What is going on there when you combine?
Bifido helps you absorb your... It has curcumin in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pre-digested in the solution, and the bifido bacteria work in the lower tract, and so... that helps you absorb your food correctly, so you get the right nutrient, because we're not getting any nutrient in our food at all, because we don't have the right... In curcumin, there is a mineral called yttrium.
Yttrium.
And that mineral helps us form our amino acids correctly in our lower tract to feed our body, get the correct molecule to our body. If you don't have yttrium in your food, if you don't have it digested the way I digest it, with the only two bacteria that will break down that yttrium, then you take up it's called electron donorship, where the in the small intestinal tract, the lower tract, the bifidobacterium convert the food molecule that's coming down the digestive tract to an amino acid. They change it, and they have to do what they call electron donorship, where it takes a mineral electron and transmutes the food into an amino acid, and that's where you absorb it into your blood at that point. And that's just, I mean, they teach that in college, you know, they teach in classes about electron donorship, how it transmutes one kind of food product particle into another molecule, which is called amino acids. Well, if you don't have yttrium there to do the right conversion, then it takes a calcium molecule and takes electron off that and forms the food. Everything you eat, it converts it to a fake, F-A-K-E, fake calcium molecule into your blood. And that's what causes plaque.
Yeah, you tell.
Because our body can't absorb it. It's just like women that take these calcium deposits, all they get is plaque in the heart and causes heart attack. There's a book about that, and it's called Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox. It's a very good book to read. It finds out what's happened, because women are afraid of osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
So they take calcium to help. They think it's going to help them with their osteoporosis when they get older, and they end up with heart attacks.
But the K2... buffers that.
Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox is the name of the book. I don't know.
So how does the K2 play into the chibide bifido?
Well, we have a product called alfalfa that's high in vitamin K2.
Yeah, alfalfa, man.
Alfalfa. And we use that for other things and help healing the body. It's just a nutrient. It's probiotics and nutrient. Alfalfa has more probiotics in it than any other product I make. It's a variety of products to help break the vitamin K1 down to as many vitamin Ks as you can, because there's 7 different kinds of vitamin K that's converted from K1 to the different 7. They talk about K2 a lot because they know that it breaks them, but there's new research shows that There's seven different kinds of vitamin K that do help heal the bones. It helps heal vascular systems. Just taking alfalfa alone will do that.
Karen wants to know how long after I would take Shibide, and what's the other product you mentioned? I don't know.
Bifido.
That I would see some results with healing my gut from glyphosates.
Oh, it takes some time. It depends on how far along it is.
Okay.
The healing is different than the side effects that you see when you're on the glyphosate. The side effects happens pretty, like not able to sleep, things like that. It's real easy to get somebody to go back to sleep because once you activate the pineal gland, then the pineal gland will start producing enough melatonin for you to sleep at night. That's one of the things that really does help. And we use three products for that, for sleeping problems. We use the Chibide, the Bifido, and the Perfect Molecule, which is the C60, because that really allows you to naturally sleep.
Together, naturally. Right before bed?
Together. It does a lot of different things besides just that. But that's one of the side effects that you get when you take our products is your body starts to rest.
Boy, and that's so key, isn't it? Man, I tell you. Chibide, Bifido, and Perfect Molecule. That's the C60, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that'll help you put 90 blinkers.
The C60 allows you to sleep way different than the Chibide does. The Chibide works great, but it allows you. But you dream a lot.
Yeah.
You open up the pineal gland, and then you take the C60. Seems to be work. It does something to the pineal gland too, because it's very, very relaxing. I mean, when you sleep, you really sleep, and then when you wake up, you feel rested when you're on the C60. We use all three of those because the Chibide works quicker, okay? It allows it to work real quick, opens up the pineal gland. And then the C60 is like a mellow type of a, but it seems to be more powerful in the long term, you know what I'm saying? So we use a lot of times little shotgun stuff, you know, like there's a problem with something, we call it shotgun and give it this, that, and it works a lot quicker. And then you can, depends on how, you know, what the problem is, I do a lot of conferences with people.
Sure, I know you do. And your associate Marilyn helps people. We give her number out all the time.
Right. They really need to talk to me. I can help them. Like you were talking about alcoholism. Alcoholism is not really a big problem. You know, I can help with that, but I can't talk about it over the air. But
I can't talk about it.
not that hard. And these things that she's talking about, I just listened to her. I said, wow, she makes it so complicated. I mean, Nothing against her or anything, but those things she was talking about, we handle all the time.
Yeah. Here's an email for you. How would we get good bacteria back into the soil on a ranch where we sprayed for weeds and stickers and stuff over the years?
I used to make a soil product to put all the right bacteria back into the soil. Hmm. I had a blend of products that I had that would actually break down the minerals in the soil and the clays. But I spent $100,000 trying to market that into this country, and nobody really wanted it.
They didn't want it. Yeah.
No, and also the USDA wouldn't let me license it, even though it was all natural and organic.
Hmm.
It wouldn't let me because it competed with the chemical companies.
So other than that, what would you do to this lady who's got a bunch of soil that's been whacked? What do you do?
Well, there's a lot.
Just start building the soil organically,
I guess. Find some really good soil and somewhere that has good bacteria and take a, you know, take some molasses and throw it in a bucket of water and throw the soil in there. And in about 3 days, you can put it on your soil. That'll reinstill it back into the soil.
Molasses, I'll be doing.
Just molasses or blackstrap or something like this with sugar in it because they love it. The soil bacteria loves that sweet stuff. And you just mix it up, let it boil and gurgle in there and then throw it on your field. And that'll put your bacteria back. But you got to find some good soil. Somewhere, just take a teaspoon of soil and put it in a 5 gallon bucket or a 100 gallon bucket or 1,000 gallons or whatever, how many problems probably. That'll put the bacteria back in and feed the soil with a couple times with some molasses.
Wayne Blakely, what was the association back in the 50s with the glyphosate when they kicked it in and then the introduction of the NPK, you know, the hormone and the whole industrial revolution, you know?
All about
talk
money.
A little bit because, about how that all happened, do you know?
Okay, it all happened back in 1936 when they did a survey in our country.
Hmm.
And after the Dust Bowl, they did the whole country. They surveyed soil samples, and they found that a report came out in 1936. You can find it on the Internet, that how there was zero trace minerals in our soil.
Wow.
I mean, it was a major study. And in 1937, Roosevelt put out a national emergency saying we need to get together to get our minerals back in our soil. And that was the last thing they said about it. He said he wanted all the scientists to come together to Washington to find out how we can get our minerals back in the soil, and that was the last thing he said about it. They had to say another word after that.
But Wayne, 36 was pre-glyphosates and NPK.
Yes,
Why did all the minerals leave? Where did they go?
I'll tell you why. The minerals didn't leave. The plants sucked them up. Okay, the plants sucked them.
And they weren't replenishing them?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
It takes a minute.
Okay, take your time. We got time.
All right. Now, what happened was, in our country, we don't have the bacteria in our soil to break down the clays and the minerals that are sitting there, the clay bank that's sitting there. That's all minerals. So there's no bacteria in our soil on this continent or in South America, because North America and South America used to be underwater. So all the bacteria are gone. Now, I don't know what they're like in Africa and Europe, but you get much better crops in Europe and in Africa than you do over here. Now, so the bacteria takes a bacillus bacterium to break down minerals. Okay, I call those the mules of the earth. They break down everything, and then the funguses and different things uptake the nutrient and they feed the plants. That's just a cycle. That's I don't have to go into that. But what happens is, if you have virgin land never been planted, you can plant crops on it for 2 years and it'll grow huge amounts of crops. And after the third year, they start dying. They're not growing anymore. That's where the artificial hormones came in the 40s. Actually, this stuff goes way back to the 30s. And making this artificial crap to put on it. They call it NPK.
Yeah.
You know, they developed it. It's nothing but a hormone that allows a plant. It's not to uptake any minerals. Now, they did a survey that came out reporting in 2002 in Nebraska. They were using huge amounts of water in Nebraska for irrigation, yet they were getting less and less crops every year, so they did a survey. And what they found out was this. This is what proved my point on this. That survey, I mean, that study did, found that instead of putting minerals in the plant, it was supplementing the water from the supplements. In other words, it was replacing in the body of the plant, it was replacing water instead of minerals. So the plant, the cells were hollow. And the only thing they were uptaking were just like, you have a few carbohydrates in there, a little bit of sugars in there, but mostly it was just silica. The plant was made of mostly silica because it would take up the sand and use the sand to build the body of the plant. And that's the hormone they give them to force them to do that, to make them grow if there's nothing inside. They're basically worthless. And that's why they were getting less and less crops, but yet they were using more and more water every year. That was a study they did. Why? And that's because the plant is hollow. There's nothing in there.
So
that's what we're eating every day. But there is some nutrient in there, don't get me wrong. But there's only four minerals in our food, only four. Okay, now that's the minerals that the farmer puts on the field. They're not uptaking anything. It has to be pre-digested. These minerals that are sitting there, I call them hard rock minerals. They're sitting there waiting to be digested. Well, I developed a product that would break down clay, and it took me 2 years to develop it. And I adapted them to break down clay. I did that research in Kansas City when I was back there, and that's the stuff I was selling for the soil. I was also putting type of azomite in there that had certain kinds of genetic material in there that would stimulate to do all this stuff.
And it
was a long research, but I still find that nobody wants it. I mean, individual people want it, but it costs so much to make.
I see.
I couldn't, and time-wise, to make this product, and it only lasted for 6 months before it would go bad, that it was too difficult. Now, you have to do this in a very big way, but if the government's not going to let you do it, that's what happened to me.
So I had to drop it.
It was too expensive to do. I mean,
So when we have a backyard garden and it's small and we're working with clay, we can figure out ways, you know, biodynamic and organic and compost and all kinds of stuff to get it going again.
But that's organic. It's not the trace. Trace minerals is what you really need.
But doesn't the organic make all the minerals kind of become more available?
No.
It doesn't.
Doesn't do anything.
Nope. I mean, even with, biodynamic, Rudolf Steiner, or...
You put all the minerals you want on your soil, it'll never come up into the plant. But very little will pull up,
Boring. How do you get that to happen in your...
It doesn't work because you have to transmute it. You have to break it. Remember I said transmute?
Transmutation, right. Yeah, the curve in.
It's got to be transformed before you can break it down. It has to be digested before you can uptake it.
In the soil,
right? And there's no bacteria to do it. And that's what I adapted I adapted bacteria.
Yeah, I understand. So that didn't work because people didn't want it. So what do we do? What do we do now, Tonto?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
There
got to be something we can do.
I spent from 1995 to 2003 developing products for the soil. And I thought this was the greatest thing because I had double crop growth. We tested Nebraska and everything. But it doesn't do any good because farmers don't want it. They don't want to pay for it.
Right, of course.
They would rather go to NPK. It's easier. They call the company up and they come out and check the soil and tell them what to put on it. You know, they don't want to talk to me.
Hmm. So what's
I talk to small farmers, big farmers. And
it's just too expensive to do it for the small folks, huh?
It's not expensive compared to the fertilizer. It's not expensive at all. I mean, I'm doing a study right now in Washington over here when a guy's got 70 acres, and he's increased his hay production by 25% the first year. Next year, it'll be double.
Just by getting the bacteria in there with the stuff you
create.
Getting
the bacteria and the right nutrient in there. Mm-hmm. We applied some mineral. This is another study. I do studies all the time. and he's seen 25% increase in hay production on 70 acres.
Wow.
In 1 year. Now, next year, he'll see more. He'll see double that, and after 3 years, he'll probably see double what he's producing. And he's already seen that in between irrigation, his grass is staying totally green where everybody else is getting brown before he irrigates.
Well, it sounds like you have the makings of a little business there, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, you could. It's $1 billion business if somebody would work it. But I don't have time for it. It's more important to me to heal people.
Just
help people
work on the people thing, huh?
Than that, because it's too difficult. I mean, literally, you go to every person, and they got to explain the whole situation, and then they got to believe you. I have documentation. I have tons of it, but it doesn't do any good to a farmer. They don't have a clue how to even read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, stay right there. Let's do a little break here. Wayne Blakely is with us. If you have some questions about the Living Streams products, and as you hear, you know, they're very curious and intricate individual, and they all do some special things, and they're all in our store, and we give you Marilyn's number all the time, and you can email me if you got a special thing going on. Wayne has given me permission to go ahead and give you his email. He spends a lot of time on the phone, so if you do contact him, please be careful with, and don't expect him to be on the phone or something for a couple hours. I mean, he's got a life, you know what I mean? He's out in the moose country, got to take care of the moose and his kids and his house and stuff. So be compassionate about the time. But he's a smart cookie, and the Living Streams products are all in our store, and we tell you about them all the time. So check them out. And a big thing, of course, he mentioned on the sulfur. We have a pure sulfur that we've been promoting for 5 years. People really love this product. There's not a lot of them out there that are pure. Most of them have different adjuvants in there, tag-alongs, or you know, whatever you want to call them. And it kind of just screws them up. And we have three prices, United States, Canada, worldwide. We ship them all over. If you want more than 4 pounds, pure organic sulfur, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and we'll hook you up. I don't believe I've heard such a concise, clear explanation of what EMFs could possibly do to the body than recently with Dr. Lee Cowden.
Now, electromagnetic fields are multiply problematic because the electromagnetic fields will disrupt the membrane barriers. So it disrupts the gut barrier and allows more toxins to get from the gut into the bloodstream. It disrupts the blood vessel barrier, so you get more toxins from the bloodstream out into the tissues. It disrupts the blood-brain barrier, which allows more toxins from the bloodstream to get into the brain. And the electromagnetic fields are screwing up the electrical charge across the cell membrane. The health of a cell is determined primarily by the electrical charge across the cell membrane. But when you expose a cell to electromagnetic field, that charge across the cell membrane diminishes over time. And so the cell becomes sicker and sicker and sicker. Now, in addition, research from Europe shows that whenever you expose microbes to electromagnetic fields, they grow faster and produce more biotoxins. So we know that funguses, for example, will produce as much as 600 times more biotoxin or mycotoxin if they are outside of a Faraday cage compared to being inside of a Faraday cage in the same environment.
So as you know, the only way to absolutely be protected from all EMFs is live in a Faraday cage, but that's probably not very practical. We have the Blue Shield technology through Brandon Amalani. We think this is a very, very effective ways to build your body's immunity with the cells. Look at the technology, talk to Brandon, email him, look at it closely, research it, and see what you think. Blue Shield, right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is a commercial. It's a commercial about buying gold and silver coins. If you're listening to this, you should buy gold and silver coins. And if you're going to buy gold and silver coins, please buy them from us. We are SDL Incorporated, usgoldcoins.com. We can be found at 1-800-468-2646 or on the website usgoldcoins.com. Please give us a call today.
And this, of course, is my good friend Andrew Goss, who I've known for, gosh, 25 years now. He's been in the numismatic business for, well, 35 years, and he's the real deal. He's never been one of those who are out there saying, oh, the stock market's going to crash by gold, you know, like you hear on the radio or late-night TV, if you got a late-night TV thing, which we don't recommend, because it'll make you crazy. But anyway, he doesn't do that. He only sells real American money. No Krugerrands, nothing like that. Real American money, where you could literally, legally have a $20 gold piece worth $100,000 and give your kid the $20 gold piece, then you put down $20 and it's a legal thing you can do. That's right. They don't pay taxes until they cash it in. That's the way that works, because it's just worth $20. If you don't think so, take it to the bank and see how much they deposit in your bank account. Not $100,000, they'll deposit $20. We don't recommend you do that. Anyway, he's the man, numismatic, gold and silver coins, real American money. We're not generally, we don't care much about the price of gold. And Andrew says if you live by the price of gold, you're going to die by the price of gold. Most of the value he has in his products are the collectible value. But some of the currency coins, which are most of the value in the silver and gold, and you can get those, they do get affected by the price much more, and we give you the prices every day. Now, gold's been moving around pretty interesting in the last few days. Not sure what's up, but the boys are always trying to knock it down with their short position, so it's a push and pull thing. $1,202 this morning. Silver's at $1,471. The dollar is down a bunch today, and crude oil is down as well. So there you have it from usgoldcoins.com. If you're going, well, I don't know how to say it, but I think that this far infrared sauna that we promoted, that I've used almost every day of my life for the last 10 years, has been a real key ingredient to me staying like a young guy, kid, and also to have really a wonderful health that I'm blessed with, because it really detoxifies the body. You sweat. I use it virtually every day of my life, and it is the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Be careful. There's a lot of knockoffs out there that look exactly like ours. They'll say, oh, I'll sell tape for $700. And you find out they just have a couple of heaters in there that who knows what it is. The Relax Far Infrared Sauna, make sure you get this one. We'll give you the best price you can get anywhere in the world. $995 delivered in the lower 48. So even if you live in Moose Country where Wayne is, $995 delivered. If you live around the world, we can generally get it to you for $150 to $200 extra with the proper plug. And Hawaii, Canada, probably $100 extra, maybe $75, depending. Just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, if you'd like to get one of these saunas. They're extremely low EMFs, only magnetic fields that are from the floor to the bottom of the chair. They come with a really nice chair, not a $10 camping chair, but a real nice chair. Put a towel over it. You sit in there with your head out, and you can control if you have one or two of the units on, or you know, you can, if it gets too hot with two, you just turn off one, and you very easy to stay in 30 minutes with one on. You have two on, boy, you're going to build up because it gets pretty hot and you'll sweat. The Relax Far Infrared Sauna. If you like the sale price, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday morning, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
We're talking about the head man at Living Streams Probiotics, Wayne Blakely, up there in Moose Country. Are you guys looking like it's going to be fall and winter someday? Or?
Oh, yeah, it's 38 degrees right now.
I can hear your doggies. How many doggies do you have?
My dogs?
Yeah.
Not mine.
They're sure dogs. Can you hear them?
Not mine.
Oh, that person that they need to mute their phone.
Somebody.
Oh, that's the person you called up so you didn't do the call waiting?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, we just heard their dogs. Kind of fun. Oh, well.
Well, doggone it,
yeah.
Oh, man, he's supposed to put it on mute. Yeah, so it wouldn't get call waiting.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, brother.
Well, they've been quiet the whole time, so they just barked a little bit.
He's supposed to have it on mute. So he,
that's okay.
I guess he's not the brightest bulb on the block.
That's all right. He tried to help.
I'm sorry.
If he keeps barking, we'll just have you disconnect that. But
okay.
Now we're quiet. You didn't hear them, huh?
I heard them a little bit. I thought it was on your place.
No, I only have one.
Okay.
This was a whole pack of them.
Well,
anyway,
got three.
So after all your work with your son, who you've told us that it's really come around from autistic behavior,
yeah.
What, 15 years now?
Yeah.
15 years?
What's that now?
How many long has it been for him?
Well, he's 23 now.
Yeah.
Well, he will be. Well, he just turned 23. I started with him when he was around 13.
I see. 10 years ago.
And autism, he was mercury poisoned.
Right? Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, so he had all the symptoms of autism at 12. He couldn't even say a sentence.
Hmm.
So now he got through high school, and he's made it. And the only problem he's having now is a little bit of reading problems.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a... He can't multitask very well, but other than that, he's fine. He's just a normal 23-year-old boy.
Oh, that's great. And what kind of things did you do? You must have done a bunch.
Well, I started him on the Living Streams, of course. That was my first product. And first thing I developed was the Living Mineral Probiotic. I knew that trace minerals, would help flush out the cells, and that's where he had a huge improvement. He went from jabbering into a sentence statement. So he could say sentences. And then I went from there to, I developed other products, but I developed a product called Zeolife. I work with a very intelligent man out of Texas he knows about Zeolife more than anybody. He knows different kinds of molecules, what there are. So he got me a product out of California, and we developed, we pre-digested the zeolite in a tank of cement, and we got it right at 385 parts per million in the solution of zeolite, and we actually digested that down to the molecule, so it would pass the blood-brain barrier.
Wow!
And so the zeolite will pick up heavy metals. It won't pick up lead, but it'll pick up all the other cadmium, nickel, things like this out of the
mercury?
Body.
Does it do mercury?
It did the mercury, right?
Okay, good.
And so he even cleared up. He's still on the product, and every year he's improving more and more and more, getting brighter and smarter. And you got to understand about autism is that once you get on this program, and you start to detox the body. Then it takes from that point on, he's a child, so he has to go from if I could have done this at 7, he would have started maturing mentally at that point into a teenager. It still takes so many years for him to learn because when he finally did wake up about 16 or 17, now he was like a six-year-old.
I see.
So he's growing, so he's maturing mentally. And that's where you got to understand about autism. That's what happens. He's still a child. And most autistic kids don't remember anything prior to that when they start waking up.
Interesting.
So they're like a 6-year-old, and you got to, when he is 30, he'll be a 21-year-old or like a 19-year-old thing.
Very interesting.
That's what happens. They're maturing mentally. That's what happens. It just stunts your mental capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Because mercury in the brain, there's two things that's going on in the brain. One is electrical, and the other is chemical. Okay, the chemical is working. That's the communication between the neurons.
Yeah.
When you have mercury in there in the neurons, when a circuit comes through, it short circuits it. That means it's got to reroute around that.
Huh.
So, when the earlier you can get them in this stuff, the better, because you catch them before it starts to reroute when you get the mercury out. It's very difficult to do.
Yeah.
And once you get the mercury out, that circuit can go through there. But that's why autistic kids think differently, because their brain has been rerouted. The neurons are still growing when they're young, and they're still still producing in their brain up until they're 25 years old, they say. That's just theory.
Mm-hmm.
But
fascinating.
So it's got to reroute. That's why kids, these kids are, they're geniuses in one way, because their mind is rerouted. The circuit has to go around it, see? It has to grow, that circuit, to go around. That's why they're different.
So if I were just doing a bathtub of living minerals, I could become smarter?
Maybe.
Talk a little bit about the living minerals, because, you know, so many of our guests over these 10 years we've done this show, almost 11, Wayne, the minerals the minerals are the bomb, right? It's everything,
yeah,
right? You get the minerals, man, you are happening.
Right.
So talk about this product and why you're excited about it. I mean, why
does... You mean the living minerals?
The living minerals. How many minerals you get and why? Where do they come from?
Well, you get 100 trace minerals. I use the magnesium from the Dead Sea to pre-digest that. That's what I... Pre-digested, you're getting 80 trace minerals that are bioavailable to the body. Now, the Dead Sea magnesium chloride has 31% magnesium. Lots of it. We need magnesium, okay? Now, this product I developed is just for to get the trace minerals. Those are the building blocks of your cells, okay? A body needs 56 trace minerals to replicate a cell perfectly, and we're only getting 4 in our diet, okay? Now, the only minerals anybody ever got, it got from their mother, right out of her bones came into you. And those bones are stretched out to a whole human being. And they recycle in the body. And the older you get, the more you leach out. They leach slowly out of your body. And you get weaker and weaker and weaker. Okay, now to stop that from leaching, you take the Bifido product. You stop those leaching. And if anybody in this country was to have their urine tested, they would test protein and minerals, their urine. Because that's what's leaching out of your body, minerals. And the protein. The protein is the plaque that you're causing. You know, we talked about plaque. That's the plaque. They call it protein. And we have a test. Everybody has a certain amount. But if you take the Bifido product on a regular basis, this study was done back in the 50s and 60s by a German doctor, okay, giving them that yttrium, okay. It stops the leaching of protein, which is the plaque, because it breaks down the plaque in your body, converts it in your body, the yttrium does, and it also stops the leaching of minerals out of your body.
Wow. So in combo with the living minerals, you really got something.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So
because the living minerals we know there's at least 78 to 80 trace minerals in there that are bioavailable to the body. We know that for sure.
70 to 80, bioavailable.
We did a test on it years ago, and we knew that's the reason I developed. And that's what I really helped my son the most with, to help him flush out, because you can't flush a cell out of anything unless you have water and trace minerals. That's how you can flush the cells. That's what detoxes the body. Because the cell will open up for the minerals, and then when the excess water is in the bloodstream, it'll go in and flush the cell out with toxins. And when you take this stuff, you got to be very careful with it when you first start it, because it starts to detox immediately. Okay? Detoxes the cells. That's what that does. And that's what I was after. I had to do a lot of research to get there.
So if our listeners want to say, well, this sounds pretty cool, I just want to try one of Wayne's products, that sounds like that would be the one to try, the living minerals.
Well, no, not really.
No?
No. If I only had two products to pick from, I would take the Living Streams Multi-Blend and I would take the Bifido.
Okay.
Those are the two I would take, if that's all I had to take from, because those work the best. The Multi-Blend works in diverse ways. Your digestive tract helps you rebuild your digestive tract, and the Bifido helps you absorb the food you're eating. Much, much better.
Because of the yttrium in there.
If you take Bifido for 2 years, all the plaque in your body will be totally gone.
No kidding.
Including in your heart, plaque is like causes bone spurs and kidney stones.
Because it's the whole calcium thing we talked about.
It's trying to get this plaque out of the body.
Mm-hmm. The whole calcium thing that happens.
Got to put it someplace. Huh. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, the calcium paradox thing.
The calcium paradox, yeah. So that's why they can do these calcium CT scans, and they see calcium in the guy's arteries, right?
Exactly.
That's why they see it. Yeah.
Because the body's trying to put it someplace. It's too much. You know, when I finished my research on this area, I really could not believe that Americans are even alive. I can't figure out why.
What are they still
we're alive? Because we're not getting any of our food. It's all made into a calcium molecule, which our body can't just eat calcium. I mean, you know, you see what I mean? It's just like really weird. I mean, if you go back and see some of this stuff, why in the world are we as strong as we are?
Even living, huh?
Yeah. Even living. Really, I was serious about that.
Yeah.
And no trace minerals in our food. Our bodies can't. We need trace minerals. The trace minerals are, I call, hard rock minerals. Those are the ones that bodies utilize to make, to repair the cells and replace the cells. Those are the heart. And then the humic minerals are a completely different type of mineral. Those are energy for our cells. That's actually food for ourselves. So there's different kinds of minerals, and people really don't understand that. I mean, it's research that they think minerals are minerals. No, they're not. Two different kinds. They're formed differently, and use the plant minerals for energy for actually. Now, if you build a steam engine in your living room, made out of stainless steel, that's the cell. You got to feed it with something, and you feed that with the humic minerals. That's what it burns like coal. Now, the trace minerals builds the steam engine, builds that cell. See, that's what it does. And it's all there. It's all in the Dead Sea magnesium chloride. I use the Dead Sea because it's the cleanest in the world. It's the best mineral.
That's the source of all the minerals, or just the...
That's the source of minerals in my product. That's why my product is so powerful. That's why these bacteria are so strong, because I feed them trace minerals, and they absorb that. I break them down, they absorb it. That's exactly what happens. That's why my products are way different than anybody else, because that's the key. That's one of the key elements of it.
Here's an email for you. Detox occurs with the use of Living Streams Multiflora Chibide Bifidoderma Moringa. Please explain how they work on viruses. Question, what to do after weeks of having used all of the above? One gets a cold sore, which product to apply directly or indirectly, or is it just to wait it out?
We don't talk about viruses at all. We don't do anything like that, but we know that if you can apply the derma to it, it helps very... Your body is pushing this out, usually. When you start using, especially when people start taking the product, sometimes they'll detox through the skin. But all you have to do is put the derma, LS Derma Gold, on there, and it usually eliminates it, because it's a skin healer.
So this is probably stuff coming out with this listener?
Yeah, it's coming out. A lot of times people will have rashes in their neck and their arms and stuff. That's poison coming out of their body. Usually, see, the skin will detox two chemicals out of your body. That's your body healing. That's what we work on, people healing their gut. And you heal the gut, they get healthier. And you wouldn't believe the stuff that, that grows back when they get healthy.
You want to hear a cool story from me? Well, I don't know, when did we first meet? Do you remember?
Two months now?
No, it's not been that long, has it?
How long?
I don't know. I don't do time, so I'm
neither
not
good. Do I.
I'd say to Sharon, when was that, 2 months ago? She says, Patrick, that was last year. I just don't do time. Okay, whenever it was, I had two little toes, one on each foot, one of the smaller toes that had the creeping whatever, kind of weird. Yeah. And that is totally worked itself out just being on your, it's got to be on your probies, right?
Yeah.
That fungus, whatever it was.
The body actually, what the body can do.
That's amazing.
I had a woman.
I had this toe thing going for like 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
It's like it wouldn't go away, It's like, come on, toe, you can do something.
I had a woman in Hawaii that grew her spleen back. And she'd had it 20 years prior to that. She'd had an accident, and they cut it out. And the doctor told her that they cut it out below the nub. There's a nub there, there's a nub, and they cut it below it. If you'd have cut it above it, wouldn't grow back. But she had, because that's how healthy she was getting. I mean, she completely changed. This woman completely changed. She kept getting that pain in her left side. She had a scan, and her spleen had grown back three quarters.
Doing what? What was she doing to grow that sucker back?
Well, she was just taking my product.
Taking a bunch of stuff, just getting the body. It's amazing.
The body, listen, I can't claim that I grow an organ back, but her body.
No, you better not,
Yeah, her body did it.
Her body did it. Yeah, you didn't do it.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. So that's what the body can do if you give it the right stuff,
Yeah. Jim is in New Jersey. I've read a number of places that probiotics taken by mouth are essentially completely destroyed by the stomach and digestive system before they reach the intestines. What is your take on this and the new form of probiotics using spore technology that delivers all the probiotics to the gut?
Spore bacteria.
Yeah, he says.
Well, that's soil. That's the soil bacteria. That's dangerous.
That's the SBO, the soil-based organisms.
That is.
You don't like
dangerous.
That, huh? You don't think that.
No, because I've dealt with people like that before, and it takes forever to get them to recover, because those spore bacteria coat the inside of the digestive tract walls, and the only thing that will grow in that mustard plaster-like stuff that's in there is their own bacteria. And no matter how much food you eat, you're going to starve to death, because bacteria grow in there, and they take all the food away from you. It also kill the villi in your gut, too. that those spores.
That's not good.
Those are what you call spore-forming bacilli that live in the soil. You're not supposed to have them in our gut.
Is it true that a lot of the probies don't even make it to the intestines?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them don't, yeah.
And why do yours, ours?
Well, we have the Bifido, too, for that, to install it. But see, the regular Bifido, we don't... The reason we got the regular Bifido, we use those bacteria to break down what's in it.
I kind of lost you there. So let's stick right now with the living streams. Why do they make it through to the gut, to the intestines?
The living streams multiblend is a lactic acid bacterium. It's a bacillus. And they have a leather coating over it, and they can go through, clear down to 1 on the scale and survive it because they have a leather coating on them. And that's why mine are alive and mine are healthy in the solution. When you get a powdered probiotic out there, you buy it, they have been centrifuged, they have been freeze-dried at 120 below zero, and they scrape them out of the tank, and they grind them up into powder. And when you go into your stomach, that's the reason a lot of these powdered probiotics don't work, because all that coating on the outside has been stripped away. That's research that you can find anywhere. Just do a little bit of research. When they process these bacteria, it damages them, and they can't make it through the stomach or the gall area up in the upper part of the small intestinal tract. That's a low pH area, and it damages them. The stomach acid will go down to 1.5 on the pH scale.
And so when the living things got this little coating that retains intact because you don't grind them up and cook them and whatever.
That's the bacillus have that. All the bacillus have that. They're very hard to kill.
Hmm.
Whereas the bifidos are pretty easy to kill.
Hmm.
But the bifido we have is designed not so much for those bacteria. It's designed for what they do in the tank and what they produce, the byproduct of it. You see what I mean?
The yttrium.
Yeah. The yttrium, the curcumin that's in there.
Curcumin.
It's a high nutrient product. Now the Bifido 2 is designed to put in your ear, okay? The reason you put it in your ear, because there's a lymph system. It runs from your inner ear. It bypasses the gastrointestinal tract, and it goes down to a drainage tube in your neck and runs right down into the lower part of your small intestinal tract where the pH is high. That's the only way to get it in you. Either that, they're going to take a needle and shove it in your lower tract and pump it in there that way. If you wanted to do that to a doctor, if he would do it, that's the only way to get it in there. Otherwise, the gastrointestinal tract on the upper part of the gut will kill it. That's why the only time you can get bifidobacterium in your body is the time that you were born in 12 months, because your digestive tract doesn't have any acid in it and no enzymes. So you give them the baby gets it from the mother's milk, because there's a lymph system inside on mammals that goes from the intestinal tract right up through the breast tissue into the nipple. And when the milk's pumped out, it puts bacteria in it. They write books about this. You can find about dairy, and that's where you get the bifidos. And it's the only time in your life you can get them naturally.
Hmm.
Okay, or you can do it to an ear with a liquid product like mine is and get the same thing. That Bifido 2 has 6 bacteria specifically designed to reinstall the bacteria in your lower gut.
Wow. So that's the whole SIBO thing people talk about.
Right, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Get that back in there, and that's a start. That's a start. We try to help the digestive tract before that with the lactic acid bacteria, which is the living streams, and the 4PM, those are all lactic acid. They survive that trip. And you get that started, and then we get the Bifido 2 in your ear when it gets a little bit healthier and your body can handle it, the change.
Kathy's in Milwaukee. Good for Kathy. She said, I've heard Wayne talk about putting his products in the ear. I mean, which products can we use in the ear, and why would we want to put them in their ear? So she's
it helps clear out the inner ear with fungus and things like this. Like our products will, you know about the mold relief, how it works.
Yeah, baby.
And it definitely destroys most mold spores and any kind of fungus in the ear. Now, there's 55,000 different kinds of funguses. You never know what's in your ear, okay? But these ear products, my products are safe to put anywhere in the body, eyes, ears, nose, enemas, and whatever they want to do to help heal the body. Because the bacteria do the fighting in there. They're the ones that go in there. And they fight. They're always fighting your body. The probiotics are good. That's what I call them. They're life. That means life. They kill pathogenic bacteria with amino acids. Now, that's a long story, but they're different. Now, pathogens produce poison. That's a poison. They call it poison because the nutrient that they consume is a poison to our body. And also what the probiotics produce is it different enzymes that destroy the bacteria. So they're fighting all the time. They're trying to take over. And so there's a war going on in your body all the time, back and forth. They do that naturally. Naturally they do it. So that's a natural thing. So you put them in your ears. It doesn't hurt your ears. Nothing there. You can put all the products in there if you want to. I've had people take the Flora PM and parasites try to crawl out of their ears.
Oh, great. So,
and you can put the Flora PM in your eyes and it'll kill those microscopic parasites floating around. That's what causes floaters, the parasites. And you put it, that Flora PM, it gets rid of all that stuff.
So Flora PM is mainly the parasite
that's
guy?
That's safe. It's totally safe to put in your. All my products are safe to put in your eyes.
Uh-huh. Let's see if
all, it's natural. It's all made from natural products. All herbs and different kinds of herbs.
Is there somebody on the phone? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Julie from California.
Hi, Julie. On the air with Wayne. Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey, you're talking about the spore-forming rod in the soil. Is that otherwise known as Clostridium perfringens?
I can't understand what she's saying.
Yeah, your phone's a little flaky. Let's try to just talk a little bit. Say it again now, Julie.
Slowly.
In the soil, there's Clostridium.
In the soil, there's Clostridium.
Okay. There's 15,000 different kinds of funguses and parasites and bacteria in the soil. And they take this stuff. And these guys that do this should not. This is why the probiotic industry should be regulated by these people, because it's dangerous to take anything that grows in the soil. All you have to do is look up that bacteria on the internet and find out if it's designed for the gut and the human body or not. That's all you have to do. And if it's not found in the body, then you don't take it.
Right.
Okay? That's all you have to do. Because my products, every product I have, these are bacteria that are supposed to be in the human body and animals, basically, mammals, okay? And that's the reason I pick them like that. And I've been very careful about that. So I've dealt with people that have been poisoned with that stuff, and it took years to get them back on track to save their life, because they start you get so thin, skinny that you just can't absorb your food. You have to eat all the time just to stay alive, because those bacteria will take all the food away from your digestive tract, and you won't get any of it.
You have a follow-up there, Julie? Question?
Well, what I wanted to ask is about the Clostridium perfringens that's in the soil. It's a spore-forming rod.
Right. What about that, what do you mind?
My dog, when my dogs have puppies, my puppies, as they're developing their normal gut bacteria.
We like have a pet probiotic.
Hold on a second. Let her finish. Let's see.
Yeah, I can't hear her.
About 10 days old, they get a diarrhea. And I've actually had it analyzed by a PCR to find out exactly what it is. Amoxicillin takes care of it right away. But I wanted to know exactly what it is. And it's Clostridium, which is something baby cows get.
So your 10-week-old puppies gets diagnosed with Clostridium in there, and they get diarrhea. Is that right?
Correct.
And you want to know where it's coming from, the Clostridium?
Well, I know where it's coming from. They're getting it from their mothers.
Right.
It's just because the vets tell me that is a normal bacteria in dog's gut.
Yeah.
But when it's overgrown, while the puppies are trying to develop their normal flora to keep it in check, it's overgrowing, so I'm wondering
what to do about that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would have her call me on this, because I know how to handle it.
Yeah. Why don't you give Julie, email me and I'll send you Wayne's number and
yeah, that I can I can handle
and work it out. Yeah. It's hard to hear her.
So yeah, I know, really. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's great when the docs and the vets tell you, well, it's overgrowing, we need to give you a drug. You know, they don't know. God, they don't know.
All the antibiotics do is kill out a whole variety of stuff in your gut, good and bad, and then it causes more problems.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you need sometimes you have to have something like that. You have to. You know, I'm not putting down doctors because they save a lot of people's lives. You know.
Sure.
And that does knock it back, but eventually it will come back if you don't do things right to keep your gut healthy. You know. We have a pet probiotic for her.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I give Doodle that. What's special about the pet probiotic?
It's just a different blend. It's a blend of my products. That's mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm. Blend of my different products together. Mm-hmm. It's a general bacteria for. Mm-hmm. I make it differently than the other stuff. Mm-hmm. You know?
Gary says, I continually have trouble with my stomach, either acid reflux, heartburn, gastritis, and I just can't figure it out. Which one of Wayne's products should I think about
getting? Well, I would start with the Living Streams.
Just the Living Streams multi-blend, huh?
Yeah, start with that.
And just kind
of... That does a variety of stuff. I mean, just for the gut. I mean, just... It does so many things, you know, so...
Is that stomach end all the way down or just tummy?
All the way down.
Mm-hmm.
On the skin, you know... You can put it on the skin, put it in your eyes, you know. It's,
take a bath. But,
yeah, it just helps the digestive tract. It helps you get back to balance. That has 12 bacteria in it. They're all bacilluses, and they, you know, there's a Paracase curvatus, and then there's a 8-9 other ones in there that that are like yogurt bacteria, background. I call them background bacteria.
So his and stomach helps. Should like that.
His stomach will like it.
Yeah. I like it. Thank you. I like it very much.
That's my general. That's the best product that started with when I first, you know, came with it, and I first started with that product. And I'd retrieve those bacteria from a dairy operation in northern Missouri, third generation organic farmer. And when I found that milk, I had to test it, of course, and I derived those bacteria from that. And his cows were absolutely perfect,
had
perfect milk. What was interesting about that? Was we found no bacteria, no pathogenic bacteria anywhere in that milk. Remember I told you that there's a lymph system runs from the digestive tract right up through the udder into the nipple?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it does. And the cows, see, in the udder, the milk is absolutely sterile. But when it comes out the nipple, it's got bacteria loaded with it. So we sent that to ABC Labs to have it tested like we do all the other dairy operations we were looking at the time. And we found that these guys were shocked because there was nothing but probiotics in it. There wasn't a sign of any kind of pathogenic bacteria, no fungus, no anything in it, which is made. And I used that product to make my Living Streams multi-blend. I took it away from the milk, so I adapted it to break down other nutrients. So that's what they do. That's how everybody. The only difference between I took it from milk and most probiotic companies take it from the fecal matter of animals.
Ooh.
That's how they find their bacteria.
That's not good, man.
Yeah, I don't do that. No, no. No, I don't do that. No, the milk is safe. The milk is safe.
Here's an email for you. My neighbor has 3 calves that mysteriously died this year. He's downstream from a farmer who sprays Roundup and AMD.
A calf?
3 calves. They spray downstream from a farmer who sprays Roundup and... AMD and diesel
to call me.
On his expensive fence line. How can we tell if it's glyphosates? This is somebody's neighbor.
Glyphosate's not going to do it. It's something else.
Something else is doing it, huh?
Absolutely. Now, I had a cow like that up here, but this guy needs to call me.
Well, this is just somebody's neighbor, you know. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their neighbor.
He wants help with that to save his animals, because whatever that guy's spraying up there is killing his animals. I had a cow like that over in Washington. We saved its life. It drank some contaminated water from upstream.
Yeah.
And it's there. And once the cow gets upset stomach, they stop eating. They stop eating, and we can help with milk fever in cattle. We know how to take care of milk fever, ketosis in cattle. We've done a lot of agricultural studies.
You've done a lot of work with moo cows, huh?
A lot of research and work with milk cows, dairy operations, yeah, to help get remediate a lot of their problems. In a huge way, dying animals, and ketosis, and milk fever. You know, dairy cows. Every cow has milk fever when they have a calf. They call it milk fever.
What is it really?
It's a digestive tract problem when they have they get down and they can't get up, and when they have they're so weak, and all you need to do is give them an ounce of our bovine 101. It's a product I make especially for cows. Give them an ounce of that, and they get up, and they pass their placenta, and they go drink water and eat, and they're just healthy. And ketosis is when a cow gets into ketosis, they die. They refuse to eat. And we can reverse that. We've done it with several of them.
How
they were dying from this. And they just won't eat because their body, the enzymes are being produced to break down the body, and they get skinnier and skinnier, and they just finally die. That's what you call ketosis.
Is it the same kind of ketosis that people get in, they think it'll cure the world by being...
Yeah, you don't want to go into ketosis.
Is that the same principle?
That's when the body starts eating itself.
Right, yeah.
And it eats the muscle, and the bones and starts eating. So that's what happens to the cows. Ketosis. They should not go into ketosis. That's dangerous.
That's a big. It's a big fad.
It's hard
now
to get out of that.
Ketosis diet. It's a big deal now.
Oh well.
You've heard of that?
Yeah, but it's hard to get out of that. Once you get in it, your body gets in that mode, in that zone.
Yeah.
It starts eating its own body, and then it doesn't want to do anything else. That's what happens to cows. The cows won't eat because they don't need to. They're getting the nutrient they need from their own body.
Yeah.
That's what you call ketosis.
Rich says, Rich is in Pittsburgh. I've been using the Living Streams blend with ice cream as a carrier, and I'm very, very happy. That's what he said. That's funny.
I had a lot of women start craving ice cream and they start taking my product because...
I wonder what that
remember,
is.
Remember, I derive these bacteria from milk.
Oh.
They love milk. They love milk and they love sugar, okay? But you shouldn't be eating that stuff to feed them because I got them out of the milk. I drive my tail. I always go back to milk because it's like candy to them. They just love the milk.
They love
and
milk.
So that's why the cravings are there and they're starting to crave the milk because the bacteria like it.
Well, you could take some raw milk if you can find it, right? A lot of people can find
it.
And just squirt some of the multi-blend in there and it'll just make babies, won't it? Leave it on the counter?
Well, yeah, it'll make it grow really good in your gut, right? You know, but then it just gets worse on the cravings on the ice cream stuff. Mm. I'm not putting down ice cream.
No, I understand, yeah.
But I'm putting down sugar that's in the ice cream and all the other crap they put in there.
Here's
dairy
something.
Milk. If you make your own ice cream, that would be great.
Yeah, raw cream and a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of honey. Ooh, man.
Don't talk about it. I haven't had any ice cream in 2 years. I don't talk about ice cream.
Really? Are you on the wagon? Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah. I don't eat any sugar. Yeah. I don't eat sugar. That stuff's terrible. Once you get clean of that stuff, you don't really want to eat it.
Yeah. Michelle writes in, my daughter loves the flavor of the multi-blend, so she must need it. I noticed mold in the dropper. I rinsed it out. Should it be on? Okay.
It's not mold.
It's not mold, is it?
No, it's either dead bacteria. They die. They get when they get up in that dropper, they die. They'll die in there. And sometimes you'll see where they die, it's called the mother, okay? They congregate together.
Just rinse them out?
Just rinse it out, You can, or drink it. It's good for you. The mother's good. You can find that in apple cider vinegar.
Sure, the mother. Yeah.
That's what you call the mother,
Do we need to, I have all mine in the fridge. Is that necessary, all my Living Streams?
Not on the Living Streams multiple. You didn't have to be.
I mean, I have all your products like on my shelf, so I open it up and just take what I want.
Well, you can do that. Most of them are just safe to take out. We do that because everybody else is refrigerated, number one, and it does keep them fresher.
Okay.
Now, the ones you have to refrigerate is the alfalfa, and we highly recommend the Flora-PM.
The Flora-PM. Mm-hmm.
The refrigerator, especially the alfalfa. Mm-hmm.
This is
keep out.
Lisa, I remember on a past interview, Wayne mentioned one of the products that were good for going through menopause. Can you tell us what that is?
That is the Flora-PM.
Ah, the Flora-PM, yeah.
3 teaspoons of Flora-PM a day. Take a teaspoon morning, noon, and night, and all your menopause problems will disappear.
Really? Can you put that on the label and sell it? I'm just kidding.
It's in my instruction sheet that comes with it.
You don't put that in print, though, right?
Well, I do the instruction sheet. You got to remember, the Flora-PM is a humic mineral product, and that's why women go through menopause, because they're starving for minerals.
Huh. You mean if they had minerals, they wouldn't go through menopause?
No.
Oh, they would probably go through menopause, but with no symptoms.
They wouldn't even know it.
Oh, okay. Okay, they would just stop having periods, but they wouldn't have any.
Yeah, just stop having a cycle, and it just goes just jump from one to another. Doesn't matter to them. A healthy woman is like that, but of course, the women in this country are getting sicker and sicker every year, and weaker and weaker.
Right.
That's why they're having all these symptoms. I had no idea that until I started studying it, how they suffer. Horrible. They just horrible. Oh, I want to do it. Can I say a special thanks to somebody?
You can do whatever you want.
Barbara Philpott, I'm going to say a special thanks for all the good work you've done for me. And I want to put that out there. She's in Tennessee. She's shy. I try to get her on the radio with me, but she won't come.
She helps you.
Oh, tremendously. She's the one that discovered how the women can go through, it helps them with their menopause. Oh. She's the one. I couldn't figure out why all these women were buying all this 4PM. They were buying quarts of it. I couldn't figure out why.
Give me more. Well, Barbara, we love you. I don't know you, but thanks for helping out Wayne. Okay, final one, then we'll let you go. I know you got a lot to do in most country. What about, I'm going to spell this, COCOCIDIA SOUS diarrhea in calves. You know about moo cows? You know about this one, coccidiosis?
Oh, yeah, we've saved, yeah. Coccidiosis?
Coccidiosis, that's it.
Yeah, coccidiosis. That's one of the biggest problems what they have in farms. And I wanted to do some studies on that because I've got a product I'm pretty sure that will kill the coccidiosis. It's a microscopic parasite.
Ooh.
And I would love to talk to the person who has it. I've been able to find anybody that has it. I'd love to be able to do a study on that.
Oh, well, this lady has it. Maybe she'll email you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, coccidiosis. She's got calves, yeah.
Coccidiosis. It's coccidiosis, which is the number one killer of all animals in North America.
Really?
Babies. The babies, yeah. They get it from their mother.
Huh.
And it's in the soil. And it gets in the bugs on the farm, also in the birds, and gets everywhere. It's hard to kill.
Yeah.
It lives in the soil, see?
This is great.
Yeah, I'd like to find somebody I could work with on that.
Well, maybe this person would like. This is
maybe
great.
Maybe they'll call me.
You people are very creative. This is Steve. Does Wayne have any products that I can use and spray in my house to kill some fleas or bugs and stuff? I don't know.
No,
wouldn't work, huh?
Well, the only way to do that would be if you've got dogs.
Yeah.
Would give them the 4-PM. It may kill the flea because we know that the 4-PM in dogs will kill the tick. Now, if it kills the tick, which is the hardest thing to kill,
maybe it'll get the flea.
May kill the fleas too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting about that is that we tested ticks with this 4-PM and we put them in the 4-PM and let it evaporate, and the tick comes back alive. But when it bit a dog or a human, a tick would bite a dog, it would kill it. Now, we have no idea why. That's another mystery. But we've had guys I've tested down in Alabama where his dog was getting 20 ticks a day on every time you let him outside, and they were falling off in the kitchen, on the kitchen floor, dead.
Because he did it with FloraPM?
He put FloraPM in his water.
What kind of magical stuff's in FloraPM? Is that a secret?
Well, I recently got that because it kills microscopic parasites.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In the body, and it's natural. It's made from sphagnum moss from the Arctic Circle.
Oh, yeah, sphagnum moss.
So it doesn't. It's harmless to the body, but yet it kills microscopic parasites.
Yeah,
and that's what we, you know, that's what it does. You know, that's why we don't know why. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
But that's what I originally developed it for putting it in your eyes, get rid of parasites in your eyes. Totally safe.
Is that what floaters are? You said parasites.
Parasites.
Oh, they're there.
Either talking. Alive or dead, floating around in your eyeball. 80% of Americans have parasites in their eyes. They don't even know it.
They're everywhere, aren't they? Kind of.
They're everywhere. Yeah. Especially in the eyes. Eyes, the ears, in the nose area, around your eye, they're all there. And when you start taking the 4-PM, all that junk comes out, starts to come out, kills those parasites. You wake up in the morning like you got pink eye, just covered with junk.
Oh, cool. You know, that's a great question, because I like to do neti pots where I put a little 4-PM in there up my nose.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to try that, man.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, Wayne, sure. You're always fun to talk to. Great work.
That's great.
Say, you getting ready for the winter? And
I'm getting ready for the winter.
Going to winterize there up in Moose Country?
I'm winterizing the place.
Attaboy.
Got to get ready for it. 110 inches of snow last year.
No kidding. 110.
Yeah. Wow. We have to get ready for it. Get everything cleaned off so we can, you know, move the snow and move everything out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of snow to pack up here.
But you said it doesn't get all that cold. It's just a lot of snow.
No, it gets. I've seen zero. I've seen 7 below 0 only one night, and usually when it gets down to zero, it's like 1 week,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets up. The average temperature is between 20 and 25 degrees at night, and 30, 35 degrees in the daytime.
And that's tolerable. You know, that's pretty good.
That's tolerable.
Yeah. Now, you're northwest Montana, right?
No, I'm in northern Idaho, 60 miles from Canada.
Northern, northwest, or just center of the state?
Right. Well, I'm on the west side.
North.
That's why I'm in Pacific time zone, right on the border. I'm like 10 miles west, east of here is where the mountain time.
Oh, I see. So
I'm 10 miles over the border on the Pacific time.
Northwest. I thought, why did I say Montana? You're in Idaho. Idaho.
Yeah, Idaho. Missoula, which is only 70 miles from here, it gets down to 20 below zero in there. It's on the other side of the Rockies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This area over here is it's called a temperate zone. That's where it's over here.
And you're high up on kind of a mountain?
No, I'm in a small mountain. I'm only 3,300 feet up.
That's pretty cool, though, 3,300.
Yeah, that's good area. And the mountains around us, of course, they go up to 8,000, 9,000 miles. And you go a little bit farther east, and they go up to 12,000 feet.
Do people live up there?
Not very many.
Way high, yeah.
No, you mean where? Here?
No, I mean like 10,000 or feet or 9,000.
I guess some people do. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Why not?
It's just
too cold.
I wouldn't. I've been up that time. I have altitude sickness. I get over 5,000 feet and I start getting sick. People die from that.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of wildlife where you are?
Oh, I got deer in my backyard right now.
Yeah.
They're eating my grass, because I sprayed my grass out here with my minerals, and they all come from all over the place and eat my backyard, my back area back here. They eat the grass back here.
Other than deer, do you see other stuff, cool stuff?
See moose, because we live on Moose Ridge.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, well,
moose and cougars, and they say there's some black bears around. I haven't seen any black bears. I haven't seen any wolves.
Mm-hmm.
But the cougar population is really expanding up here, which I don't like.
Well, no, especially if you have a house cat, they'll eat them, right?
A cat or a dog or, you know. Yeah. We're only about, I don't know, a quarter mile from the National Forest over here, which goes, I don't know, 100 miles north and south, and it's all by the lake over here, and there's cougars, and it's just untouched property. Yeah. There's trees everywhere. That's where the cougars live.
Yeah, well, there's always something.
My daughter was chased by one up there when she was on a four-wheeler.
Oh, chased her, really?
Chased her, yeah. She didn't have it. That's why you should, up here, if you live up here, you should always, if you go out in the woods, you should have some kind of a weapon
mm-hmm.
to protect yourself.
Well, you know, guns are a problem, you know. That's you got to cut down on the guns, so we cut down on all the murders. I'm just kidding. I'm just seeing if you're paying attention.
Everybody up here owns a gun.
I bet they do.
There's no crime. There's absolutely no crime. And maybe you get a drunk driver, maybe shoplifting, but up in this area, you don't see any break-ins.
No,
I leave all my keys in the car.
Because everybody's got a gun, yeah.
Yeah, you don't. And there's a lot of respect going on up here. People respect each other.
Oh, I understand. No, I understand. Yeah. All right, kiddo. Well, we love you. Thanks for everything.
Yeah,
I really do. Really appreciate it. We love your products, and I really appreciate all the time you take with folks who email you and call you. I know it's a lot.
I know it's. I've been doing it for 15 years. So I mean.
But I'm always telling people to be considerate of your time and don't. You know,
well, that's, yeah.
I do tell them that.
Well, they are. I tell you what, people that call from your station call me, they're super nice.
Oh, cool.
And they are very, very courteous. I appreciate that.
Well, we try to do what we can here. All right, kiddo.
You're doing a good job.
You have a nice time. Thank you, and we'll keep in touch.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Wayne Blakely. Well, you know, our trademark is know the source, and, you know, you hear this fellow for an hour and a half, and you say, yeah, okay, these things are real. So, check them out in our store, oneradionetwork.com. If you really need to talk to Wayne and can't figure out what to take, email me and I'll shoot you his email. Don't forget they have the mold relief if you want to do the whole mold thing with your home like I did, which I really believe is really cool. If you want to talk to Wayne's associate in Maryland, her number is 360-912-2981, 360-912-2981. If you talk to Wayne or if you talk to Marilyn, you know, a lot of times people get excited and say, oh, send me this. But please order through our website. That way we'll get a little commission on it. And that's how we make our living. And that's our income, is by promoting fun products. All right, kids, I'll see you tomorrow. Open phone Friday. We'll have a good time. Appreciate your ongoing support. I love you all very much. And may the blessings be.
Know the source on One Radio Network.